Glad to see everybody back. Tonight, we're going to worship in song. So we're going to have a song service. There will be a prayer at the appropriate time, and the entire service will be on song. If there's anyone visiting with us, we want you to know that you're a special guest, and if you did not receive a visitor's packet when you came in, like this, if you would please raise your hand, we'll be happy to get you one so you would have a record of your attendance. Anyone? Okay. All right. Like I say, we'll begin our song service. If you will, make sure you turn off your electronic devices so it doesn't disturb us as we worship in song.
Good evening. For those who are participating tonight, you'll see the order that you will lead above me. That'll show up periodically throughout the service. Good to see everybody out tonight. Let us all sing songs of praises to our God, lift up our voices and worship to Him, our great Creator, the great I Am. If it's convenient, let us stand as we sing this next song, Shield About Me. Shield About Me.
Thank you. next song will be number 72.
Onward rejoicing, I tread life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. The cross of glory now lies in view, where all shall be made new. The cross of glory I now can see. Oh, brother, won't you come go with me?
The next song will be number 2 in the supplemental book, Higher Ground. I'm pressing up.
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this time that we've set aside to come together and worship you, and on this Sunday afternoon to sing songs of praise to your name. We hope that what we've done thus far is pleasing to you, and we hope that if so, it can continue in that way for the rest of the time that we have here. Father, we're so encouraged by those that would take an active part in leading us in these songs, and we are further encouraged by so many young men that have decided to lead in the service. We're so thankful for that. We're so encouraged by their willingness to do that. It's not easy, especially for some of us, and we appreciate their courage, but also, and more importantly, their devotion to you to be able to do that. We're also encouraged as we realize that there are so many people here that have different backgrounds. Everyone has a unique story, and yet here we are singing songs to you, singing the same song to you. And please help us realize that what that means is all those differences don't matter. What matters is that we are all one in Christ Jesus. We're thankful so much for Jesus, and please help us to be more like him throughout our lives. Please be with us now as we continue in this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our next song will be number 115 in the supplemental, Healing in Its Wings.
34, The Sands of Time. Number 35 in the supplemental song. Alleluia, Lord.
Complete in Thee. This will be a new song to some. We'll go ahead and sing all four verses. Do.
Tommy, we're having a competition to see who could spell my last name wrong for the longest time, and Eric's won. Jesus, draw me ever near. This is also fairly new, but Hunter's led it a few times.
Oh.
holy ground.
Do.
Will be the song of invitation following some words that Brother Taylor Pickup will speak to us here in a moment. I do want to go on record that I used the old German spelling of Schwartz, so for that I apologize, Justin. This may be a new song. How many of you know this song, Highly Exalted? Okay, some over here, some over here, but it's not a difficult song at all, but we're going to leave this song, Highly Exalted. And afterwards, Taylor will come forward and break into us the bread of life from God's Word. Highly Exalted.
Thank you.
As we begin to close tonight, I want to read the gospel message as delivered by Paul when he was in Antioch of Pisidia. If you have your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, I'll be starting in verse 16. Verse 16. So Paul stood up and motioning with his hand said, "Men of Israel and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm he led them out of it. And for about 40 years he put up with them in the wilderness. And after destroying seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years, and after that he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, 'I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will.' Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Before his coming, John had proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his course, he said, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but behold, after me one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie. Brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him, nor understand the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled them by condemning him. And though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed. And when they had carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us their children by raising Jesus. As also it is written in the second psalm, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you.' And as for the fact that he raised him from the dead, no more to return to corruption, he has spoken in this way, 'I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David.' Therefore, he says also in another psalm, 'You will not let your Holy One see corruption.' For David, after he had served the purposes of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up did not see corruption. Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest what is said in the prophets should come about. Look, you scoffers, be astounded and perish, for I am doing a work in your days, a work that you will not believe, even if one tells it to you." That's the message that Paul proclaimed about Jesus, saying that he was the Christ, that he had died and been buried, and God raised him up to be our King, to be our Lord. If there is someone tonight that has not responded to that good news and would like to become a follower of Jesus, have your sins washed away in the waters of baptism, and join God's kingdom following God's Son, we invite you to do that at this time as we sing this song. Let's stand.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Oh, shall I be saved from my enemies?
The Lord's Supper has been left prepared for those who were unable to be here this morning. After we pray, if you could raise your hand, we could come around and serve at that time. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we come to you with thanksgiving for the sending your Son down to live on this earth and live a perfect life, and the example he set for us. I pray that as we partake of his bread, which represents his body, which was pinned to the cross for our sins, I pray that you be with those who partake, that they do so in a manner pleasing your sight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.